Welcome to another hour of the program we call What's on Your Mind. We call it What's on Your Mind because we want to know. You're an important part of the show. I'm Scott Hinnon along with Todd Mitchell. 800-228-0550 is the number we'd love to have right there in your favorites. One click, you're into us. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Carried over our guest from last segment, Tom DeWeese, one of the nation's leading advocates of individual liberty, free enterprise, private property rights, been talking a little bit about how the Bundy Ranch situation in Nevada connects to a bigger agenda, and specifically some treaties. And want to continue this conversation because we have Mike and Aberdeen that we didn't have a chance to get to before the break to get in here, and any others as well before we let Tom go. 800-228-0550 if you want to email a question, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Mike and Aberdeen, thanks for waiting. You're next.
You bet. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate the conversation. In addition to the legal activities, the bigger picture here, my concern is the overreach and the militarization of these federal departments and the coordination. I mean, this kind of thing was anticipated, and there were protections put in the law that are not being followed. The sheriff is the highest law enforcement officer, and if these departments expect that they need law enforcement, they're supposed to coordinate that through the local sheriff's office because he's the supreme law enforcement official in the community. Their action is totally inappropriate, and them militarizing themselves either with staff or contract individuals is totally illegal, the actions that they're taking. I'm just curious if you're familiar with an organization of local and state officials that have banded together for quite some time, known as the Coalition of Western States.
You familiar with them, Tom?
Yeah, and I'm also very familiar with Sheriff Richard Mack, who is a good friend of mine, and he is teaching sheriffs exactly what your caller has just talked about. Sometimes sheriffs don't realize that they have the power that they do, and a lot of people criticize the sheriff in this situation with the Bundy Ranch and that he allowed the BLM to come in and do what they did without using his authority to diffuse a situation. And it's exactly true. What frightens me more than anything is the militarization of our law enforcement all over the country, getting all this armor and ammunition and all the things that they're doing that just come down like a ton of bricks on anybody who won't do what they want them to do. Just no need for that in most cases. That I think that frightens me more than anything in these situations.
Anything else, Mike?
No, I appreciate the conversation. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. There was an announcement made in Utah late last week, that talked about an effort. He mentioned the Organization of Western States, where some officials gathered in Utah and said the fix here, the antidote to this push, is to get states to take back control of federal lands. What would that take to do?
The antidote to this push is to
I'm sorry, getting a little feedback there from the previous caller. Tom, what would it take to do what they're proposing?
It would take state legislators and governors to stand up and tell the federal government that this is our land and that this, you're not going to come in here and do this. The 10th Amendment gives them that power. There are certain things in the Constitution that says the federal government can do, and beyond that, it goes to the states. And we've for too long have allowed the federal government to usurp those powers and diminish and make the states just subservient to what the federal government says. There's an awful lot of legislators who believe that that's the proper role, but it's beginning to change, and the government has taken so much control, and they've pushed so hard that now an awful lot of state legislators and governors are starting to say, wait a minute, this isn't right, and it's going to take a strong determination, because what the federal government's going to do is they're going to threaten legislatures. They're going to tell them, we're going to stop highway funds, we're going to stop grants for this, we're going to stop money coming into you for that, and it's a very difficult thing to resist. And you also get agitators from the other side saying, oh, your elected officials are costing you tax money. They're telling you that you, they're money that we have a right to, that we're not going to get because they've taken this stand. You've got to fight through all that. You've got to stand strong. You've got to say the Constitution says these are our rights, not yours, and you're not going to come in here and do that. It's going to take some strong legislators to do it.
We're talking with Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. Any questions for him on this are welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We touched a bit last hour about Agenda 21, and that is the utopian sort of grand scheme on all of this that the UN has put forward. How does a UN treaty that has not been ratified in the United States Congress end up trickling down to local and state governments in providing any kind of a blueprint? How does that happen?
Well, in fact, Agenda 21 isn't a treaty. It's a soft law policy, which means it's a suggestion. But here's exactly how it came from the UN into your local neighborhood. As I said earlier, about 1,000 non-governmental organizations wrote Agenda 21 over a long period of time. There were several other policies that were being put together, and it came into a culmination of one, and that was Agenda 21. As soon as President George H.W. Bush signed it, these NGOs went into our federal government. They began to work with the bureaucracy. They began to work with Congress and through the EPA, through HUD, through HEW, through other agencies. They helped write grant programs. These grant programs, if they were accepted by a community or a state, had very specific strings attached that would specifically be the implementation of Agenda 21. For example, regulating what kind of building materials you could use, or certain things dealing with highways or water situations, energy use, anything like that. Then these same NGO groups that wrote it on the international level, now did this on the federal level, went into the states. They went into the state legislature and they lobbied to get the state legislatures to force every community to do a comprehensive development plan. Then they went into the local communities, the same guys. And here you have local elected officials, county commissioners, city councilmen saying, what the heck is a comprehensive development plan? Ah! Don't need to worry about it. We've got it all right here in a box for you. We've got money to help you pay for it. Everything is right there. And that's exactly how it went from the international level into your local communities. They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew what the goal was, and they put it all together. People who oppose us on this, who are promoting these programs, keep telling everyone that we are promoting conspiracy theories and that the Agenda 21 is just an innocuous 20-year-old document that doesn't even have any enforcement power. And by the way, there are no blue-helmeted troops at City Hall. I love that one particularly. Well, you don't need them because these are the shock troops. The Nature Conservancy, the Sierra Club, the Audubon Society, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, or ICLEI, which was created specifically through the UN to promote these policies on a local level. These are the shock troops that bring it down from the international level into your neighborhood.
One more question here for you, Tom, before we let you go. Hang on.
About changing the rules. If you have time, could you talk about the Wayne Hague case and how BLM cut his fences? Thank you.
All right, about a minute for that, if you can quickly tell us.
Yeah, Wayne Hage was a personal friend of mine, by the way, and he also was a Nevada rancher, and the BLM and the Forest Service wanted his land, and what they would do is exactly what the caller said. They'd cut his fences, and then his cattle would wander out onto the public lands, and then they would confiscate them and accuse him of grazing on public lands, and he fought this in court for years, and he actually has passed away, but his family's continued the fight, and he's won in court three times, yet they're not able to collect the damages. The ranch was shut down, not able to continue farming. He came very close to when he was still alive, to losing the ranch, and these dirty, stinking, filthy tactics that these guys use against them, it's not legal, but a lesser person can't stand up to it, and they end up losing the ranch.
An email question came in. How do we support you? A friend of mine had made a donation before, and I would like to do the same. What's your answer to that?
Oh, I appreciate that. We're the American Policy Center. Our website is AmericanPolicy.org. AmericanPolicy.org. On our website, you can donate on there, but you can also find a 15-year archive of articles I've written on this. We've created all kinds of new tools, new ways to fight Agenda 21, and you'll find all that right there on the website.
AmericanPolicy.org. Tom DeWeese. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate your time on this topic today, answering questions from our listeners. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So Paul McCartney is coming to North Dakota. You're going to pay the bucks to see him. We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go away, folks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way. With convenient locations across the states, PetroServe USA is your kind of place. With the very best of American-made fuels. We take pride.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tiger Light is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tiger Light with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Are coming to North Dakota. Well, a Beatles, I guess, to be more
Beatles.
Accurate. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And this is the first, I guess. Paul McCartney's never been to North Dakota. Actually, I had tickets for a Paul McCartney concert. I don't remember when this was, but it's been, probably 15 years ago. He was in Winnipeg. He was close.
And, it's awfully close to North Dakota, but yeah.
I had tickets for it. And I gave him away. I just really didn't do it for me to go see Paul McCartney. But
what?
Anyway, yeah, I don't know.
Well, then give him to me then.
Anyway, July 12th, he's going to be at the Fargo Dome, first ever performance in North Dakota for Paul McCartney. Tickets go on sale a week from today. at 10 a.m. So good news, bad news, excited, no big deal. Somebody else you'd like to see? What's your thoughts, Todd?
Huge concert.
Huge. This is big.
Huge.
Okay.
And, you know, Paul was on that, whatever that award show was not too long ago, looking very sharp. So it'll be an A game. It'll be a great show. And it's undoubtedly going to be your last chance to see him in North Dakota. And I just wanted to get here. You know? I mean, come on.
When it's a first, right? When it's a when it's the first ever, that's kind of cool. That's the deal, folks. Paul McCartney, Fargo Dome, Monday. No, what's the day of the actual concert? Do we know? July 12th is the date. I don't know.
July 12th, they go on sale a week from today.
It's Saturday.
Yeah, see, again, no excuses there, Scott.
They'll be coming from all over. All right, John at Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next on the program that asked the question so much.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Your guest there or here or coming or going, or was he recorded before? Is he there?
No, our guest is gone.
You didn't even say goodbye to him? How impolite. Anyway.
Didn't I apologize?
I got a question. He was outraged that this Hague had won three times in court and, you know, had failed to get any redress. He was outraged by that. Your Mr. Bundy's been to court three times and been beaten soundly in court three times, and they're not paying attention to that. So what are we supposed to do? You know, when you got some folks in Nevada riding around and carrying on, and they don't have to believe or they don't have to obey or they don't have to do anything because, I don't know, they just don't think they have to. But yet this guy's whining that this Hague, he had won in court and he didn't get his way. So I don't understand. They're not going to be happy, these people that are pushing this deal. I put my personal opinion. I said this last week. I believe Sean Hannity was trying to get that guy killed, that old rancher down there in Nevada. You know, and another one of these guys that knows everything about the law. And, you know, he's against America putting the poor farmer down or whatever. Listen. This guy didn't obey the law. Had he paid his grazing fees, he'd be living large and riding the range in Nevada and feeling good. But he won't pay. So what are you supposed to do with him? Answer?
You think the federal government was right to, load up the guns?
Can I stay on the line and not cut me off right here? This is normally where it all goes to heck in a handbasket. The guy didn't pay his grazing fees. The law enforcement people down there with BLM or whoever they had down there, I commend them for not shooting him or any of the other people there and showing restraint and leaving. But they did not. Listen, you know who they're dealing with? Look at the people. Listen to the people that are down there. Most of them, they're pretty agitated. And they went in with too much force. I agree. But that doesn't change the point. The guy doesn't pay, and you are expected, if you lease government land in North Dakota, you're paying, and they all do. Nobody has a barbecue and Sean Hannity on TV carrying on. No. The guy has, if he paid his bill today, like I said, they could have a picnic tomorrow, wouldn't have to bring any ammunition. I just don't understand. You know, everybody wants to complain about the overreach and the bad government. I just don't believe it.
Why do you think, John, the federal government didn't just like put a lien on there? Why do you think they just chose to enforce the action the way they did?
Scott, I can't answer that because I don't know the answers. I don't have every answer available. But the fact of the matter is, you got a guy down there and he's stating that the federal government is not real. They have no influence. He said, I believe in Nevada. Well, in the Nevada state constitution, it says that land is federal land. Now, what are you supposed to do with this guy? I mean,
the bottom line is there's a dispute here, and the way the federal government chose to try and enforce their side of the action was an overwhelming show of force that obviously backfired on them a little bit. And the BLM changed the rules along the way, and at some point this guy decided to not pay his grazing fees anymore. By the way, he did try to pay him to the local folks. They wouldn't take him. So, Ernie Bismarck, let's get you in here. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, yeah, I was just wondering about the – I've been trying to buy a 22 ammo for the last 2 or 3 years, and there's just none available. And you don't hear anything over the news about it. I was down in Denver here a couple weeks ago and stopped at Cabela's, and the guy said, well, they had a case or a couple cases in. But at 9 o'clock, 10 after 9, it was all gone. But everybody only gets one or two boxes, like 100 rounds. And but he said the government is buying it all, and I was just wondering what the purpose is of that. I just never have heard what the reason is behind that or what they're trying to do.
I don't know that we've ever confirmed that as a fact. That question's come up a few times in our talk radio town hall for Congressman Kramer. And Todd, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Kevin has looked into that and found that not to be the case. It's more of a case of just ammo in general being in big demand and the factories not being able to keep up. There have been some allegations that the federal government was buying up inordinate amounts, and that was the reason it was in a short supply. But I don't know that that's been definitively proven anywhere. I've heard the story, and a lot of people have that theory, Ernie. But I at least according to the congressman, I don't believe that's accurate. It's just a matter of there being a lot of demand, and I know it's frustrating for you and others. Appreciate the call. We'll get another one in here before the break. Mike Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
I guess I kind of agree with the guy who had called us previous to the last caller. The guy didn't pay his rent. I believe it's already gone through the court system. Just pay his rent and we'll be done. You know, I hear so many people just having something on. It's kind of like, well, he maybe didn't pay his rent, but the government did this. And government, we keep on stretching somehow to try and make something more of this than perhaps what it should be. You know, it's like someone's trying to incite everybody to do something that none of them want to do. I think we should back off, let them settle it down there, and enough. So I guess that's it.
All right, Mike, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Two schools of thought here. One saying there's too much overreach and you got to draw a line somewhere, and another saying, hey, just go along to get along. Why we say all opinions are welcome here. Is it time to change how we elect a president? We're going to talk about some reforms making their way through the legislature.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, and you already know them as North Dakota's best truck wash, but now an all-new service. Megan, tell us what's up.
Yep, we are now starting to offer interior detailing services for both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment. We can guarantee that we'll get your truck done the same day.
Can't beat that deal. Call them at 701-628-1550. Now with detailing services at North Dakota's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. They're on the truck bypass south of Stanley, south of the Pinnacle Senex.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Lincoln, Nebraska, Fargo, North Dakota, and Kansas City, Missouri. So we're in pretty good company here. And, you know, I don't see him in Minneapolis. I don't see him in...
there's a Target Field announcement coming. I guess I didn't get to the bottom of what that was all about, but...
You think he might be there as well?
Chris probably already knows. He's just holding out on us. But
in case you missed this, the Beatles are coming to North Dakota. Okay, one of the Beatles.
One of the Beatles. Yeah, Scott may have missed the news they broke up. But
yeah, that's right. I forgot they broke up. Yeah.
We'll get Yoko on the show, and she can tell you all about it.
Let's talk about how we elect a president and some reforms suggesting a rather big change through the state legislatures. Minnesota looking at this right now, other states as well. Conservative states, too, like Oklahoma, not long ago. Pat Rosenstiel is a senior counselor for the National Popular Vote Movement. Joins us on the program to talk about this effort. We affectionately refer to him here as Rosie. Rosie, how are you?
Hey, Scott. How are you, man?
I'm well. Is it time to change how we elect the president?
Oh, I think it's past time we change the way we elect the president, provided we preserve the state power to award electors, which you know national popular vote does. we got a broken system where all the power resides in the hands of the battleground states, and the battleground in presidential politics is shrinking, and because 48 states right now operate under a state-based winner-take-all rule, we're basically electing the president of the battleground states of Ohio and Florida and Iowa and Virginia. In 2012, two-thirds of the resources that were spent electing the American president were spent in just those four states. The 42 states were wholly ignored, and that includes the state of Minnesota, really, and certainly your home state of North Dakota, South Dakota, a lot of these plain states. And, you know, I think we've got a perverted system that forces presidents to sort of get transactional with battleground state voters. That leads to bad public policy. And frankly, I believe every voter in every state should matter in every presidential election. And National Popular Vote does that through a state-based plan where we can preserve the Electoral College and the state's ability to award electors. And so as a strict constructionist, who's tired of, American presidents getting transactional with moderate battleground state voters, it seems like the perfect solution to me, and I'm a full-throated supporter of the bill and the plan.
Questions or comments on this are welcome today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I've been under this hood a little bit and spent some time on this and really have come to agree with Pat wholeheartedly on this, and generally... conservatives are wary of it because they see it as tinkering with the founding fathers in the Electoral College. I know you can address that. and also that it would cede a lot of control to the heavily populated areas, the metropolitan areas. Let's talk about each of those. Starting, and we had a call earlier when we previewed that you're going to come on, say, I wouldn't want to do that because all the metropolitan areas then will control things. So why is that not a worry of yours, Pat?
Well, I mean, I think initially it was a worry of mine, and then I actually did the research and got myself educated on it. If I add up the population in the top 50 cities in this country, it's less than 20% of the vote. And so I guess the cities aren't as big as we all think they are, and frankly, they aren't as monolithically democratic as we think they are. But, the truth is, I often hear the argument that the coast will control everything. Well, I look up things when people say that, and my research tells me that 50% of the population lives within 50 miles of the coast in this country. Okay, that means 50% of the nation does not live within 50 miles of the coast. And so the idea that any candidate is going to focus on major metropolitan areas, I think they'll do that if they'd like to lose. I've never given the advice that a candidate ought ignore 80% of their voters, for example, that live outside of the top 50, cities. And frankly, if you go to the major metropolitan areas, it's about 50% of our population. And I've never given any candidate the advice that they ought to ignore 50% of the voters that don't live within the major metropolitan areas. So, under national popular vote, when we're awarding 270 or more electors to the candidate who gets the most popular votes in all 50 states, a vote in, Fargo, North Dakota will matter as much as a vote in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And that is certainly not the case under the current system.
And what I like about this is that every vote's equal. So in other words, this idea of battleground states versus flyover states. If you're a conservative, you could say, okay, well, let's accept the argument that the majority of the major metropolitan areas are blue, are heavier Democratic. That's also in major cities the most expensive place to run a campaign. Whereas a vote in Bismarck, North Dakota is going to be as big a deal as a vote in Boston, or pick your battleground state. It actually would make electing Democrats more expensive under this plan, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly can make that case that the major metropolitan media markets are more expensive, and there's a bigger bang for the buck, for Republican candidates in sort of more rural media markets. I mean, I do think that, this thing is sort of what national popular vote is it's a nonpartisan solution with significant bipartisan support, right? So I don't think it's about, advantaging one party over the other. I think if you're interested in sort of voter fraud, it becomes harder to kind of, steal an election in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where you can get 10 electoral votes for a little bit of mischief. But at the end of the day, if one campaign is going to probably focus on sort of the Philadelphia or New York media market, that's probably going to be the Democratic campaign. Republican campaigns will be, sort of hunkering down in very efficient media markets to, persuade their political base and the voters they need to win an election. But, what's attractive to me is not necessarily, I don't think there's an advantage to one party or the other under national popular vote. I actually think that, sort of the winner of a national popular vote is going to be the candidate who, develops the greatest message of resonance with the majority of the American people. Now, I think this is a center-right nation, and so I think that benefits sort of the conservative movement, perhaps the Republican Party. But if you had a Democrat on the phone right now, I'm sure they'd be talking about, how this is a center-left country. And what I'm attracted to is the idea that there can be a fair fight, and that every 4 years, four out of five states aren't exporting political economy to elect a president in battleground states while their state party and state caucuses atrophy, whether or not they're Republican or Democratic parties. And frankly, in every election, four out of five American voters are ignored in the last 6 weeks of the campaign while the president of the United States is being elected by a handful of states like Ohio, Florida, and Iowa. And that is not in the best interest, I think, of the country as a whole, or certainly the states that you and I come from, which is Minnesota and North Dakota.
What's the consequence of that? What's the consequence of a handful of battleground states ultimately controlling that much power in picking our president?
First of all, I think, you know, political muscle, when it's not used, atrophies, right, for example. So I think there's sort of this down ballot sort of, you know, in Minnesota, the Republicans pick up seats in the off year, you know, and then sort of hemorrhage seats in the on year when we're exporting all our political economy into the battleground states. And so there's a political consequence to it, right, in some ways. We don't have very strong races, strong candidates, strong campaigns down ballot. But the real problem is the way that it perverts public policy. A guy named John Hudak just put out a bill, you know, that talks about how, you know, states are something like, you know, twice as likely to get waivers from No Child Left Behind if they're a battleground state versus a non-battleground state. And you know, I remember my time, you know, supporting the Bush administration when we passed the $978 billion prescription drug bill. And, you know, reasonable people can be on both sides of that bill, but I can promise you the only reason we held the board open for 6 hours and passed it by one vote is because we made a promise to the voters of the I-4 corridor of Florida, and that had everything to do with that policy, not just a little bit to do with that policy. So, you know, the battleground state and sort of, you know, turning these presidential campaigns, these national efforts into micro-targeting efforts of persuadable audiences in, you know, a handful of precincts, rather than sort of a contest for the hearts and minds of the American people. It's really expensive, leads to bad public policy. And thankfully, the founders left it to the legislature to address this power in Article 2, Section 1. So anybody who wants to call in and talk about the constitutionality of this proposal, you know, Twitter is not always a good thing. Some of the tweets I see on this thing, you know, I'm glad the founders left it to the legislature to take their time to understand what we're working on. Gratefully, they left this decision in the hands of the state legislatures to determine how they want to award electors, because I think, you know, the people are sick of it, but increasingly legislators are tired of a system where battleground state voters have a disproportionate political influence that can be right-sized through the national popular vote, interstate compact, and the agreement amongst the states. And, you know, we're having success on both sides of the aisle.
So what does it take to ultimately get this change done? You're doing it legislature by legislature. Now update us on the process.
Yeah. So what it is it's an agreement amongst the states. So when states passed our bill, they agree to join an interstate compact. In New York, most recently in a huge bipartisan fashion, passed our bill. It was signed by Governor Cuomo. And so right now we have 155 electoral votes, which is 165 electoral votes, which is 61% of the votes, electoral votes required for our compact to take effect, right? So we continue to build towards 270. Because 270 electoral votes is a majority of the electoral college. When states totaling 270 or more electoral votes pass our bill, it triggers and they award their electors in block to the candidate who wins the most popular votes in all 50 states. Not the most popular votes in their state, not the most popular votes in the compact, but the most popular votes in all 50 states, which guarantees the presidency under Article 2, Section 1. And it's the only way to make every voter in every state relevant in every presidential election while preserving the state power that is the Electoral College.
Hold that thought, Pat. We'll take a break here, heartbreak, and then we'll welcome your calls, by the way, if you have any on this proposal, 800-228-0550, and we continue. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
My friends at Chase on the Lake want you to come experience one of Minnesota's premier resorts so bad they said, Scott, slash the price in half. And I said, of what? Any room? No kidding. Any spa treatment? No kidding. How about some private bowling? Half off. And they'll throw in free breakfast to boot. Now, here's what you need to do to take advantage of this offer. Go to chaseonthelake.com, use the promo code SCOTT, and then tell us when you want to stay between now and the end of April, any Sunday through Thursday. Get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, and 50% off private bowling, plus free breakfast each morning of your stay. And by the way, while you're at chaseonthelake.com, check out the spa link and pick your massage, your body treatment, your skin therapy, the nail care, they've got it all right there on a great menu. Check out the great dining in the 502 restaurant, all the activities you can do there, all the fun at chaseonthelake.com. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go to chaseonthelake.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
On your mind, final segment of the program brought to you today in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's Bakken oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields, helping America fuel better. So you have lots of choices when you fill up at a PetroServe USA location near you. And it's also a great place to fill up at the 4 for $4 deals, one of my favorites. You get the hot stuff, personal pan pizza. You get a choice of two cookies and a soda, all for $4, four items for $4. All day, every day, at all PetroServe USA locations. How's that for a great deal? Stop and see them. Bismarck, Vandan, Valley City, Castleton, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, West Fargo. Forgot West Fargo. Forgot Glendon, Bemidji, Wappen. You'll find them there, PetroServe USA locations. Chat with Pat Rosensteel, who's talking about an effort to reform how we elect a president with a national popular vote. Before the break, you were telling us a little bit about how this works preserving the Electoral College through state legislatures. How many state legislatures would need to be ultimately part of this compact so the change could effectively say whoever gets the most votes is going to win? I don't hear Pat. Can we turn Pat back up?
So
sorry, Pat.
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear you from the beginning. Sorry, we didn't have you turned up. Go ahead.
No worries. 11 jurisdictions have already passed our bill, right? And so it's not how many It's how many electoral votes. So states totaling how many electoral votes. And 270 electoral votes is a majority of the Electoral College. So whenever we have states totaling 270 or more electoral votes that have passed the compact, and that could be, you know, 19 states, that could be 23 states, you know, it can [S2] Sure. [S1] Be any number of states. What's important is how many total electoral votes those states represent. Then they trigger and they award their electors to the candidate who wins the most popular votes in all 50 states. Not who wins the most popular votes in the compact, right? So the number of states is sort of arbitrary, just like the number of votes the states it requires to win the American presidency right now is arbitrary. For example, if the 11 largest states all voted by one vote for one candidate, those 11 largest states would have 270 electors, and they would control the presidency. It wouldn't matter what happened in, 39 other states at that point, right? So what we do is we work the legislation, and as states join, whenever we hit 270 or more electoral votes that the states pass our bill, it then becomes the law of the land, and we, you know, sort of elect the president by national popular vote. I wanted to read something on – go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, the 11 states now that have passed it represent how many of the electoral votes?
61. How many of the electoral votes or how many of the electoral votes require?
Yeah, just give me an update on how many now are on board on this compact. How many?
There are 11 states totaling 165 electoral votes.
Okay.
Nothing changes for those states until more states join them. But we're 61% of to where we need to be in order for the compact to trigger and take effect for the next presidential election.
Got it. Okay. You know, what was the other point you wanted to bring up?
So, well, I just wanted to revisit a little bit on, you know, sort of, you know, the smaller state rule aspect. You know, I went to the U.S. Census when we were on break. You know, that sort of this objection that you'll hear or see on Twitter or you'll hear with callers and stuff, you know, that, oh, rural interests will be ignored. If you go to the United States Census, 20% of Americans live in towns and cities of under 2,500 people. Okay? So 20% of the voting population lives in the smallest of towns and communities, sort of what are defined as very rural areas. And if you talk to sort of the governor of North Dakota or the governor of Minnesota or anybody who runs in a single member district and you ask them, what 20% of your constituency did you ignore when you ran for governor? You know, the answer comes back and they say, well, none, you know, because every vote mattered. So I try to drive my margins up over here. I try to cut into my opponent margin over here, but nobody was excluded from my campaign. And so that's what it would be like under a national popular vote, right? That every voter would be relevant to the national outcome and that every voter would be able to participate in their presidential election. And that's what we're kind of working on.
About a minute or so left here, but an emailer makes a point. So your guest is smarter than the founding fathers. And you hear this a lot from conservatives that feel like it's tinkering with what the founding fathers envisioned. What's your response to that?
Well, the founding fathers wouldn't recognize the system we have currently. The system we have currently of 48 winner-take-all statutes were not even discussed at the Constitutional Convention. The founders took 30 votes over 22 days and could not determine how they were going to dictate to the states to participate in presidential elections. So if you read Article 2, Section 1, which I've read and I understand, it says each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors, right? And it doesn't say as long as it's not by the national popular vote, and it doesn't say as long as it reflects the state-based winner, and it doesn't say provided they're appointed by the legislature, which is what 10 of the 13 states did in the first presidential election. It says that the body of government closest to the people will provide an effective check on the president of the United States through the power of awarding electors. And I would ask your emailer if he believes that the state of Minnesota has 10 electors to preserve the disproportionate political influence of the battleground state of Ohio. I do not believe that Alexander Hamilton would embrace a system that would relegate his beloved New York to flyover status in presidential elections. So my first dog's name was Jefferson. I'm a strict constructionist, and the founders got this right to leave it to the legislature.
Yeah, again, it comes back to the 10th Amendment issue, back to the state's rights. Very interesting, and it's time. We need some change. There are no question about that. Pat Rosensteel, senior counselor for the National Popular Vote effort. Vote soon in the Minnesota legislature. Thanks for an update. Robust discussion on something just a little out of the ordinary today. We're out of time, folks. God bless you. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.